Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, September 9th, 2020. We'll get kicked off with the Good Vibe Tribe and some pretty cool audio from Captain Jean-Luc Picard. What else do we have on the podcast today? Oh, we're going to talk about an interview that we just booked. It'll actually be happening today in a video Zoom chat, and it's going to air on Friday. You'll find out who that is. Annie is super pumped about that. And our Carson and Kennedy No Budget Summer Concert Series wrapped last week. We're going to do one more this week, of course, with Broadway blacked out. Kennedy and producer Dan are going to sing nothing but Broadway songs. We get the Celtics in game 5 tonight. They are up 3-1. What time's that game, Annie? Do you know?
6:30
tip off. 6:30. So they win tonight, and then we move on to the next round. It would be the Eastern Conference Finals versus the Miami Heat.
So that one's already done then.
That one finished up last night.
Who is the famous person that plays for the Miami Heat that I might know?
Jimmy Butler is in those funny commercials where he's packing up to go to the bubble. I can't remember what the product is for.
I don't know what the product is either.
It might be an NBA commercial. I can't, but it's a really funny because he's like in his condo in Miami and he's like,
I think you would know Jimmy Butler if you saw him.
I don't think she would.
No.
Kennedy, they lack a really big superstar like a LeBron James that you might see, but they're very talented.
Yeah, they're super good.
I'm looking
good.
At a picture. I don't know him. Thank you. You can read me, Dan. You got me.
I got you.
So yeah, they won. They're in the Eastern Conference Finals and that was a big deal. Because they beat the Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. They're out. They got that guy's probably going to win the MVP. He ended up twisting his ankle. He was injured. I didn't even watch the game last night.
He didn't play last night.
I didn't think he played last night.
They were getting worked before he twisted his ankle.
That's true.
Dan's right.
He's right. So, Celtics tonight against the Toronto Raptors. And if we win this, we move on to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Exciting.
Which is wild.
Chasing that Banner 18, baby.
Yes, that is right. All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And of course, the Good Vibe Tribe brought to you by our wonderful friends at Coca-Cola. Kennedy, you know, we are trendsetters on this show. How long have we been not doing birthday shout-outs? For years, right?
11 and a half.
Well, there's a reason. It's because happy birthday, specifically singing the happy birthday song, could actually help spread the coronavirus.
Come on.
Yes. Scientists analyze how many droplets come out of your mouth when you're singing different songs. And ones that are, quote, loud and consonant rich, like happy birthday, spreads the most.
All right. Well, so I'm going to tell you that when we do the concert series today, you probably should all leave the room then.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot. There's going to be a lot happening. There's a lot in that song.
Really coming from your diaphragm.
It is coming from a place, Dan. We'll see if I can hit that note or not.
A judge in Houston had a family evicted last week. And you're like, Carson, this is a Good Vibe Tribe. What happened here? Well, the cops had to kick them out. But the cops started a GoFundMe page to help them, along with other families in the same situation. People have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars already. The dad did a follow-up interview and got pretty emotional about it. A guy in Alaska named Jack Little got in on the Venmo challenge the other day. He tipped a waitress $500, and he's not done. He said his friends on social media have been really generous, and he still has another $7,000 to shell out.
Wow.
A group in Omaha called the Dreamweaver Foundation normally helps seniors with bucket list stuff. crazy things like hot air balloon rides.
Oh my gosh.
But they pivoted when COVID-19 hit, and they used their budget to give 300 Facebook portals to nursing homes in Nebraska and Iowa, so now people can video chat with friends and family. Aww. There's a zoo in Tacoma, Washington. They had started doing personalized videos for kids called Animal Shoutouts. A $50 donation gets you a 30-second clip where a zookeeper says hello or happy birthday while an animal does a trick. You can choose from 11 animals, including a walrus, a sloth, a seal, a penguin, and a parrot.
The sloth might take a minute.
It's like Cameo for llamas.
Legit.
Will they spit?
I think you're safe. The Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota, Kennedy, is now a super spreader event.
So dumb.
More than 250,000 cases have been tied to the event, and it could lead to $12 billion in health costs. Also, good news from food contamination stories.
Yeah.
You know, we were all worried about like going out to eat and what happens with food and cross-contamination. And they're saying that food contamination is almost definitely not a way of transmitting the coronavirus. And one final story here, Kennedy. This is bad news for the people that got caught. Good news for the cops in Manchester, England. They raided a party for violating the coronavirus rules on Friday. And it turned out to be a mid-afternoon swingers party.
Well.
And apparently, these people got it going on because this party had been happening for hours by the time the cops got there.
Mm. Sure.
And they could still get home by dinner.
It takes a minute.
Well, they didn't get home. They went to jail, Dan. Because they were violating some laws, apparently. All right.
What if they're all in your bubble?
That's true.
Could be.
Make a good point, Dan.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Why?
When you said the word bubble.
Why?
I just got a mental thing in my head.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, me either.
I don't know what you're doing, but there shouldn't be any bubbles.
Yeah. Really, I don't know what goes on in your house, but that's weird. You're worried about the swingers being weird.
Kennedy, what do you have some audio here?
Okay, so every day since quarantine started, Patrick Stewart, Captain Jean-Luc Picard, has been reading a sonnet from Shakespeare. He's a very accomplished Shakespearean actor. So I just want to give you one because it really makes you feel better.
I grant I never saw a goddess go. My mistress, when she walks, treads on the ground. And yet, by heaven, I think my love as rare as any she belied with false compare.
Guys, if you're in trouble, send that sonnet today and you'll be fine.
I don't know anything he just said, but it sounded powerful.
He basically said she's the most beautiful thing and I love her so much. That's it.
Dan, could you put a like a dope beat behind that, please?
Remix.
Yeah, I need like 50 Cent in the club or some Biggie behind that, and I bet it would be fire. All right, that is it for the Good Vibe Tribe. And again, a big thank you to our sponsors for the Good Vibe Tribe, Coca-Cola.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Have you seen the latest Instagram stories from Tom Brady?
No, I don't look at Tom Brady.
I unfollowed him a while ago.
Yeah, don't care.
He is now he's now sending messages to his parents like he's a 12-year-old at summer camp. And he's used the Comic Sans font.
Ugh, stop using that.
Dear Mom and Dad, camp is winding down. It's been a hot summer, but I've gotten a nice tan. And
why
I like
are
to,
we reading this?
And I like to play football, so I can't complain.
Can't we read Cam Newton tweets instead?
My friend Chris is really fast. I think he will make me look really good.
Nobody cares.
Are you guys going to visit and come see me play at my new stadium?
No.
I have needy, so many new needy, friends.
Needy.
I want you to meet them.
You guys, I feel like you don't love me anymore. Why don't you love me anymore?
Last one. My friend Byron is really smart. He always knows what to say when I get frustrated with myself. You got it, Tommy, he always tells me.
God, he is needy.
Wow.
He has needy. Changed a lot.
No, he's legit a walking thirst trap.
He is a Instagram thought.
Ever since he started pushing his supplements saying that they're immune boosters during a pandemic, yeah. I have literally zero respect for him.
Yeah, I wish him well.
I know you do, Dan, and you are loyal.
Goodbye.
Let's do the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, guys, so we've been wondering what's going to happen when Ellen DeGeneres starts her show in a couple of weeks. Well, it looks like she is going to bring a lot of celebrities, take your mind off stuff, and then she's going to address it. So Tiffany Haddish will join Ellen in the studio to help kick off the new season September 21st. Special guests Kerry Washington, Alec Baldwin, Chrissy Teigen, Chris Rock, Amy Schumer, Adam Sandler, and Orlando Bloom. And then in a statement, she says she can't wait to get back to work. And yes, we're going to talk about it, referring to the scandal. But that's a whole lot of shiny things to make sure that you're not really paying attention.
Look at all these people who still like me.
Right.
What about the crowd? Because that's a big part of her show, the coming out, the dancing.
Sure, there isn't one. You can't do it.
No.
California especially, really strict. Ellen also taking more heat, but this time from employees in her own house. The help is speaking.
You're kidding me.
An ex-staffer tells the Daily Mail that she ran her house like a military-style boot camp. That she barked orders, tormented workers over tiny errors, and took pleasure in firing people. She said, she was going to torture you, and you were just going to sit there and listen to it because you were being paid. Listen to this. This is some Mommy Dearest stuff. She would lay traps before she left for work. In other words, she would take matchsticks and leave them in random spots to test if they were cleaning properly. Like if they went in the corners or under the couch
that
or something like this.
That is next level wild.
She said one day the staff found 8 of them, all in weird places. The rest of the day it became a race to find them before she fired somebody. The former employee was fired after a couple months, but by then one of the long-term staffers saying they were relieved.
I've paid for a cleaning service before, and I have done something like this just to see if they had cleaned up some spaces.
So
why
but
did
I didn't
you do that?
Fire anybody. I just want to make sure they were cleaning the windows.
Are that people going to blame this on her executive producer, too?
No, I'm right. He's coming straight to her,
can
right?
we stop saying it's everyone but her?
Thank you, Dan.
Seeing what the people think. Well, it's getting closer and closer to the election, perhaps you've heard. Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Usher, and DJ Khaled are among artists teaming with Global Citizen and Headcount for a new voter registration campaign. The Just Vote campaign will offer fans rewards like autographed vinyl from Swift or merch from Billy and Brother Phineas. It's sad we have to bribe people, but this is what we're down to. If they use the platform to check their registration status ahead of the 2020 election. Other artists on board include Billy Porter, Julian Huff, Lauren Gray, and Quavo. Only a few months until the election, this is a pivotal moment to be launching Just Vote, says Andy Bernstein, who is the executive producer of Headcount. The challenges of COVID demand that we innovate the ways in which we engage potential voters. And we are thrilled to partner with Global Citizen, these brilliant artists and company, to excite voters and encourage participation in our democracy.
When Taylor Swift spoke out the first time about her political beliefs, it's in that documentary.
Yep.
There was something, she got like the most voter registrations for a certain age group just because she was like, you know, these are my beliefs. You don't have to agree with them, but I just want you guys to register to vote. It's the most important thing you can do.
It doesn't matter what you're voting for. Just please do it.
Please. It's so important.
And so I'd like to talk to you about Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
And I think you're going to like it.
Okay.
Sitcom will, can you have the song or no?
Yeah, did you?
It's fine.
Is it Dirty 2? Is that what you want
the
now?
No, the theme song first and then the Dirty 2, but it's fine, it's fine. Will Smith, who's serving an executive producer on the series, made an announcement in a conversation with showrunner Chris Collins and Cooper. They are going to make not one, but 2 seasons of the show.
What?
Now you want?
Please?
Okay.
It's early.
Well-oiled machine over here.
We do what we can.
We have just officially closed the deal with Peacock with an unprecedented 2-season order from a pitch. I've been in this business for 30 years, and that does not happen.
So here's the description. Would you like to know what it's going to be like?
Please.
Set in modern day America, Bel Air is a 1-hour serialized drama or analog of the 90s sitcom Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and leads into the original premise, his journey from the streets of West Philadelphia, born and raised, to the mansions of Bel-Air with a reimagined vision. Bel-Air will dive deeper into the inherent conflicts, emotions, and biases that were impossible to fully explore in a 30-minute sitcom format while still delivering swagger and nods to the original show. No production dates have been announced, but...
So it's just an edgier, darker, Fresh Prince.
We listened to that... The
trailer.
The trailer that guy made. It sounds like they're going more darker, more serious.
It's that same guy who's going to be running it.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome, but I'm not going to buy Peacock for it.
No.
Isn't Peacock free?
No, it's I have it streaming.
I have it, but I haven't paid for it. I think it's free right now.
Really?
Yeah. Try it on your...
That's how they get you. The first taste is always free.
Yeah. I'll give you my password. Whatever, it's fine. All right, guys, coming up at 7 o'clock or 7:30, we're going to talk keeping up with the Kardashians. Some huge news there, and Joe Exotic speaking out from prison, pleading to Donald Trump. I'll tell you everything I know.
What does Peacock cost? They have three tiers. There is a limited one that is free, an all-inclusive one that's $4.99 a month with ads, and then an all-inclusive one that's $9.99 a month without the ads.
Yeah, if you have cable, I think you have it.
Mm-hmm. You can just sign in with your cable provider.
No, I just, like, if you go Peacock into your remote,
right,
it'll come up and it's free. It just has commercials, that's all.
Yeah. Once they get all the Office and Friends and all their stuff on there, I bet that changes.
It is on there. You can watch it. Hmm. Yeah, there's a bunch of shows on there.
I bet that show won't be on there because they're going to try and get their money for it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We have a Zoom video chat this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Me and Annie are going to be doing an interview. It's a part of our Arbella Insurance Carson and Kennedy Talk with Famous People series. A big thank you to Arbella Insurance, here for New England, here for good. And Annie is losing her mind about this interview. Don't say who it is yet.
Okay.
But how are you doing as far as preparation?
You know, so I was out to dinner last night. I had no service, so I didn't get the text till like an hour later of who it is. And I dropped my phone. I literally have cracks in my on my screen right now. I swear to God.
Okay. 617-931-1234. People are now trying to guess who the interview that we're going to be doing later today. Mary's from Medway. Who do you think it is?
I'm thinking maybe it's Taylor Swift.
Oh, wow.
Mary.
You do not know Annie very well.
I don't think so, not even a little bit.
Mary, what do you bet?
First, I was going to say Justin Bieber until you said her. Mm. So then I, you know.
That would have been a very good guess.
No. Yeah, Biebs is a good guess. All right, we'll reveal in here in just a second.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Jay is from Braintree. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, what's up?
Not too much. Annie is super pumped about this interview. Who do you think it is?
Michael J. Fox.
Good call. Good call.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you for playing.
Nailed it.
100%. My favorite.
I won, right?
Of the Foxes.
Oh, you totally won. Yes.
Would I win?
Very little.
Are you okay, Jay?
Am I okay?
Yeah.
I had a tough loss for the kid, but I'll be all right.
Tough loss for the kid.
Big L. Big L.
Big L.
Did Jay know where he was calling?
No, I don't
I'm afraid
know.
He was
Is
calling.
Is Jay one of your friends? I feel like one of your boys.
I don't hang out with Braintree kids, no.
Are we ready to reveal who it is? Today,
sure.
2:05.
My heart's beating so fast.
Annie and I are going to be interviewing.
You want me to say it? Miley Cyrus!
Yay! I got to tell you, the text line knew you. 978, it's Miley. 781, Miley Cyrus. 781, wait, are you interviewing Miley?
I think a lot of those came in as we played the Miley Cyrus song and then it clicked.
No, they came in a little later.
I want to take you back to 2010, Annie.
Okay.
You were not here.
No.
And we
were
had
you born
a-
yet?
I was a sophomore in high school.
Right, and you may have been listening to this interview on the radio because we had Miley on. She had just finished up a movie that was coming out called The Last Show.
The Last Song.
Or The Last Song, excuse me.
Yep.
The Last Show.
We're good at interviewing.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
That's okay.
And Kennedy asked her about finishing up filming Hannah Montana, and this is what she said.
I think I might be a little bummed, you know, like a few months afterwards. It's always like, you work really, really hard, and then you get to the end of something, and you're like, oh, you know, that was really hard work. I'm kind of glad for that to be over for a little while. And then it comes back, but now it's not going to come back. Mm-hmm. So that might be a little hard, especially once it hits me, you know, after I do my next few films. And then it's like, all right, time to go back to Hannah Montana, and you don't go back to Hannah Montana. Because that's kind of like the light at the end of the tunnel for me when I'm doing a film or doing a tour, because it's almost like a break for me. It's so natural for me now. I've been doing it for, you know, such, you know, a while that we go there and it's just, it's easy. You know, we rehearse quick and we kind of film quick because we've gotten in such a routine of it.
The static apparently coming over to Miley's interview.
Yeah, that static was from 2010.
Technology was different. I mean, it was 10 years ago.
I can't believe that. It's so funny. Her voice is so different now from the surgery. It's so much lower and so much raspier.
Yes,
which
the surgery. It wasn't the weed.
Well, a little bit of everything. A little bit of everything.
Have you thought about a question you want to ask her?
There's so much.
A question.
There's so much. But
so in listening back to that interview, we were told we had about about 10 minutes, and mm-hmm. we only ended up getting about 4 or 5. It got shortened up. So there's a possibility that that might happen again.
Yeah, I feel like Miley's more in control of what she does now. Do you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
In other words, she had a handler here who was like, no, right. no. Whereas perhaps here she can be like, you know what? I'm going to talk. If it gets, I feel like she's the kind of person
right.
that if you guys really hit mm-hmm. with her,
yeah.
you know, I think she'll take
she
a moment
vibe,
and
yeah.
she'll really answer.
Yeah.
So
we found that too
to
with
it.
The Zoom interviews too, that yeah. the artists seem, because they can see you, and once
yeah.
they get comfortable, they've been lasting a lot longer than they're supposed to.
Definitely.
Which could be pretty good. We actually had her cut a liner. I completely forgot about
Go
this.
Go on.
This is Miley Cyrus, and you can't beat Kennedy.
Why don't we play
Are
that
Are you kidding
every
me? I want that to be my ringtone.
Annie from the 978, I don't know if we'll be able to tell the difference between Miley and Annie.
Okay, because we both have beautiful voices. Is that what you're saying?
So that interview, we're planning on airing it Friday morning.
Carson's going to have the highest voice in the entire interview.
Facts. So that interview, we hope it's going to air Friday morning at 7:15. That is our plan.
Oh,
Miley Cyrus
wait.
On the show Friday morning at 7:15.
Annie, I'm
sorry. Carson and Kennedy. Weekdays 5:30 to 10 and 24/7 on Mix1041.com. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, Carson, speaking of the Kardashians, it is the end of an era. Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming to an end after its 20th season next year. It is with heavy hearts that we've made the difficult... It is with heavy hearts that we've made the difficult decision as a family to say goodbye to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Kim said that yesterday.
Yes, she did.
The show premiered in 2007, 14 years, 20 seasons. Unbelievable.
I can't believe it.
Your thoughts, Annie Doe.
So, I mean, the Kardashians is one of the best reality shows, I think, that will ever exist. Just mm-hmm. because they really put it all out there. And at first, it was just so... they weren't like all so beautiful, and they weren't all trying to be so...
They weren't selling things.
Exactly. Mm. Weren't so all so elegant, and it really just was crazy. I mean, like, Kendall and Kylie were like 8 years old on the show.
I mean, at what point do you end? Like, are they going to have grandkids at some point? You know what I mean? I feel like it was probably time a couple seasons
I think
ago,
it's but. Gotten to a point, like I was telling you guys this morning, like Courtney's 40 years old. Her kids are getting older. They want to hang out with other
she
kids.
She quit already,
sure.
right?
She quit like 2 seasons ago. She filmed sometimes, but like barely. And I think everything with Kanye and Kim just really made me...
Maybe she wants to focus
yeah,
on
I
his
think,
health.
I think
there's
time.
I think there's so much money out there for content about them that you're going to see other shows pop up that will be about either Kim or about Chris or about
Chris
Kylie.
Jenner. That's a show we all need.
I would love to watch a show about Chris Jenner managing, because
right.
I think that's fascinating.
Because right now you're getting all of them for that one paycheck.
Right.
They could split this off into 3 or 4 different shows and make even more money off
they
of it.
They make so much money already.
Yeah,
so
but people want to know what they're doing.
Well, I think that the Instagram makes them so much money that you don't necessarily have to do anything.
Yeah, Kylie mm-hmm. Jenner gets paid like $1 billion.
I can remember yeah. we interviewed Kim back in 2007, and we really didn't know who she was.
She was Paris Hilton's assistant then.
Yeah.
Because we have the audio somewhere, but I said to her, I was like, so what is the show about? Because we didn't know. And
right.
she's like, oh, well, so I have this big family and we kind of have an interesting background and, you know, there's some funny stories. And you're like, this is going to fail. It's what I thought. I'm like,
it was kind of the first reality series of its kind.
Yeah.
Right.
Of a family, of all of these.
And think of all the things, you know, Kim's 3 marriages,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of the things that happened there.
Chloe going to jail.
Mm-hmm. Chris
taking
Odom,
pictures of her.
All of
right.
that. So.
And we were just like, this show's, who's going to watch this show?
That is why you are not a producer.
That is right.
I still ask myself who's watching this show.
So many
a lot
people.
Of people.
So
my wife watches,
many
my wife
people.
Watches it every
it's
every
literally
week
the only thing on E! It's like Ridiculousness on MTV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe Exotic has submitted a 257-page case to Donald Trump in hopes of getting a presidential pardon for his 22-year murder-for-hire sentence. Among his many reasons is that he has been sexually assaulted in jail. In addition, he included a letter to Donald Trump Jr. He tells the president's son that jail staffers were responsible for assault, that he's been beat up, tied to a chair to the point that his skin came off his arms. He said, please be my hero. My hands are damaged from the abuse in jail, so I'm sorry for the sloppy writing and spelling. And then added the hashtag Trump Jr. 2024.
Well, you know what, Joe?
Now, yes?
If I may, tough. You know what you did to those animals? How do you think those animals felt? This is exactly how you were treated.
Well,
and now you know. That's called karma. Shut your pie hole and serve your time.
I'm going to cast you back to a little while ago when a reporter, in the early days of the quarantine, a reporter asked Donald Trump what he thought if he's watched Tiger King.
Right. Mm.
We have just officially
that not it? Oh, wait.
That's Will Smith.
That says 32. Joe Exotic.
Five?
Or maybe the
five?
Five? Let's try five.
I don't know. I know nothing about it. He has 22 years for what? What did he do?
He allegedly hired someone to murder an animal rights activist, but he said that he didn't do that. And he was.
You think he didn't do it? Are you on his side?
Well, I'm
are
a
you,
reporter.
Are you recommending
sides,
a pardon?
No, I'm not advocating
as a reporter. You're not allowed to do that. You'd be criticized by these. Would you recommend a pardon? I don't think you would. I'll take a look.
As far as what actually happened with Carol Baskin, the person Exotic is accused of trying to kill, he claims that it never happened. He said the threats made against her were hyperbole and jokes, and he asked the president, allow me to make you proud, to make America proud, to make the world proud. Be my hero.
Chill.
So some interesting Oscar news for you guys. Obviously, the Oscars have been perpetually stymied with the Oscar So White hashtag.
Yes.
So diversity inclusion has been a heavy focus for the Oscars. So they are For the 94th and 95th Oscar ceremony scheduled for 2022 and 2023, a film will submit a confidential Academy inclusion standards to be considered for Best Picture. Beginning in 2024, they will submitting for Best Picture will need to meet the inclusion thresholds by meeting two of the four standards. So they are like this. For lead or significant supporting actors, one of the lead actors or significant supporting actors must be from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group, Asian, Latina, Hispanic, Black, African-American, and so on.
Wow.
For a general ensemble cast, at least 30% of all the actors in secondary and more minor roles are from at least two of the following underrepresented groups, women, racial or ethnic group, LGBTQ+, people with cognitive or physical disabilities who are deaf or hard of hearing. Main storyline, subject matter, again, women, racial or ethnic group, LGBTQ+, people with cognitive or physical disabilities, and so on.
That is amazing.
But have they changed the voting board?
Well, it won't matter because they will be including these things. So
I feel like these old white guys are still going to figure a way around this.
Well, how can you if...
Who knows? They're old, rich white guys.
Well, I feel like this is at least
stuck in their racist
ways. At least a step in the right direction.
I agree with you.
This
I agree
is them,
with you.
This is them not just...
But the way you change it is you put different people in there voting.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And if you put a good variation of people, different races, different genders, then that's how you get an unbiased vote.
But representation is so important.
But that's
if they're
true.
Represented,
that's
then
true.
They have to vote. Yes. So there's a start. I honestly don't know who's on the Academy anymore because they have made changes there and I just don't know what it is. Anyway, really quick, the Boston Celtics... And the Boston Celtics Shamrock Foundation are committing $25 million over the next 10 years for initiatives to address racial injustice and social inequalities in the greater Boston area. So it's awesome to see people in our community making
yes.
a difference.
They are killing it.
Your Boston Celtics are not just athletes. They are changing the world. Pay attention to Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, I agree. Well, right. And the Celtics were the first team to have a black coach. They were the first team to have a black player. Mm-hmm. They just continue to set the standard. This is awesome. Great job.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, our no-budget summer concert series wrapped last weekend. You guys were texting in concerts that you were supposed to go to.
It was
and
just so much fun.
Kennedy and producer Dan recreated a bunch of the songs just to try and fill the void for live shows.
Yeah.
To the best of our ability.
To the best of our ability, correct, Dan?
Well, the thing was, there was one other thing that you may not have been able to see, and that was, of course, a Broadway show. Broadway went black. Kennedy had a fantastic idea. Let's bring it back one more time, but for Broadway.
This year, COVID took away many things from us. Concerts, parties, and festivals. But for us theater nerds, it took our Broadway, and we feel a bit lost. But fear not, Kennedy and Dan are leaving the dressing room and are waiting in the wings. It's opening night.
Places, please.
Carson and Kennedy's Broadway concert series is live.
No, not rock and roll. Broadway. No. Broadway.
Clap. It's a little less clappy.
It's theater, Kennedy.
It's theater, unless you're at Hamilton.
Couple of things, real quick. This is on Facebook Live. Everybody say hello to Facebook Live.
Hey. What up, Zuckerberg?
At the end of this, we're going to hear some great audio.
No, at the beginning of this.
Oh, you want me to play it first?
Yeah. Because I'm not singing it. The one I'm doing at the end is so hard that I'm not singing the first one because I found this online. It's so special.
All right, what is the number on that one, Kennedy?
Three. SES 3.
Here we go. Take a listen. This is Kennedy from what year?
1989.
Year I was born.
Doing a song from Guys and Dolls from Wheaton North High School.
The female remaining single.
Oh my God.
Just in the legal sense. Shows a neurotic tendency. See note. Note. Chronic organic syndrome. Toxic or hypertense. Involving the eye, the ear, and the nose and throat. In other words, just from wondering whether the wedding is on or off, a person can develop a cough.
Forgot the words.
But the vitamin A in the bromo is. But the medicine never gets anywhere near where the trouble is. If she's getting a kind of a name for herself and the name ain't his, a person can develop a cough.
Still singing that song to this day about being single.
Well done, Kennedy. That was good.
I wish, if I know how, I don't know how to edit video really. I don't know if we can get it off and just play that part for you guys, but it's so funny.
All right, we're going to do two songs here for Carson and Kennedy's No Budget Broadway Summer Concert Series. Which song, or who's up first?
I am.
You are?
Because Kennedy's really going for it. Yeah. She needs to be the finale.
Yeah.
All right, Producer Dan, what are you going to be doing?
I will be doing the opening 90 seconds of Hamilton.
Let's go!
The next 2 hours and 20 minutes, you are on your own. And just for the record, I'm doing it as it's done on the Disney Plus version.
So
there might be a word or two that makes you uncomfortable, but it's PG-13 by law. How does a bastard orphan, son of a whore and a Scotsman, drop in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by Providence, impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar? The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter. By 14, they placed him in charge of a trading charter. And every day while slaves were being slaughtered and carted away across the ways, he struggled and kept his guard up inside, longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter. Then a hurricane came and devastation rained. Our man saw his future drip, dripping down the drain. Put a pencil to his temple, connected it to his brain, and he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain. Well, the word got around, they said this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came, and the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man? Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million things I haven't done. Just you wait, just you wait.
Oh, Daniel!
The crowd goes wild. Woo. Producer Dan.
I was really worried I was going to mess that up, because that's my favorite musical of all time.
You did fantastic.
Did very well. Kennedy, are you ready? What are you going to be doing?
So I'm doing Defying Gravity from Wicked. And
oh, get wow. It, girl.
So if you care to find me, look to the western sky. As someone told me lately, everyone deserves the chance to fly. And if I'm flying solo, at least I'm flying free. To those who ground me, take a message back from me. Tell them how I am defying gravity. I'm flying high, I'm defying gravity. And soon I'll match them in renown. And nobody in all of us, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me down. Bring me down.
They're screaming for an encore.
That's my girl.
Encore.
You did that thing.
One weird note there, but we'll take it.
Listen, that note is hard.
From the 617, if producer Dan didn't do Hamilton, I was going to stop listening to the show.
Well, you're in luck.
Somebody contact Lin-Manuel. We have found our next lead.
Indeed.
From the 617, my absolute favorite musical and my favorite song makes me cry every time I see Wicked. And from the 603, Wicked is hands down my favorite. Kennedy effing nailed it. Nice job, Kennedy. That is it. Carson and Kennedy's No Budget Broadway Summer Concert Series thing.
We had a run.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.